Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Getting your weekend sports talk fix here with the Dopey Millennial Show.
My ears are bleeding.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Thursday evening, starting hour number 2 of the show. We're going until 10 o'clock tonight, and then from 10 to 11... we'll be taking your phone calls, 404-726-0929, asking you, are the Braves back or are they just showing what could have been? It's going to be really interesting. About 13 minutes until first pitch of Game 3 tonight against the Mets. This first series in a long list of series have followed up, staying around in the National League East, going from here to the Marlins, then going back and playing the Mets, and then finishing off against the Phillies, where you have this stretch that certainly feels like whatever happens through these 13 games is really going to make the difference. It's not going to decide the division unless the Braves just go on an incredible losing streak through the tonight and, you know, kind of moving forward. Certainly that would take them out of it. But it feels, and I don't think if they go on an incredible run through these 13 games, that's not going to decide it all for the Braves this season. But it's certainly going to set them up with their best foot forward. If you come out of this with a pretty strong win streak, or you're able to put together far more wins than losses amongst these 13 games, I mean, I'm thinking in the ballpark of, I need to come out of these 13, 9 wins. Anything less than 9 wins, I'm not comfortable with what this Braves team can do the rest of the way. And it starts once again tonight with a Mets team that if you could sweep, you're certainly going to change just the overall feel of the team. But we're going to talk plenty of Braves throughout the show. And as I mentioned, with the Atlanta baseball postgame show coming up at 10 o'clock, we will carry on the discussion then. But wanted to get into some NBA Finals discussion as we just spoke with Keith Smith, Spotrac. Keith does an incredible job of just keeping you up to date on the numbers of the situation outside of the game. And then on top of that, he is a lover of basketball, and so he's able to kind of float ideas of who fits where amongst all those sorts of things. We're probably going to hear from Keith again later in the show just because that conversation, he covered so much, especially when it comes to the Hawks and what they can do in free agency, and really was a beacon of hope for what the Hawks can potentially do in this offseason. This is not necessarily an offseason where the Hawks are, they're up against the luxury tax and they can't really do anything and they don't have any money to spend. We know that Tony Ressler has been on the record to say he's willing to spend money, but we also know what the track record has been, which is that if this team is not competing for a championship, and I just don't think the Hawks are there quite yet, and if that is not the case, then it seems like the luxury tax is the threshold for where the Hawks are going to be comfortable spending. Right now, it's in that like $40 million range, but you've got to sign your rookies, as Keith mentioned, and then go out and get some free agents. I know one of the names that stuck out to me that Keith mentioned that certainly, as someone who has listened to Mike Bell on this radio station as well as many others, but Mike is often the one pointing out you need an enforcer on this team, someone who is going to stick up for his teammates, especially when a guy like Trae Young, who's just a smaller framed guy, is pushed around and treated as rough as he can. From time to time, it's good to have that guy who is willing to stick up for your teammates. They've kind of had that in a way in the past. You've seen it at times, even the past season, where you had Onyeka willing to step up and be somewhat of that enforcer, but to really have that guy that the Hawks can look to would be something that I think would really benefit them. And Bobby Portis is someone who I feel like I have undervalued him. I think it's because there are a lot of people who overvalue what Bobby Portis brings, but a guy coming off the bench who can not only shoot comfortably, can defend, and be that enforcer feels like a guy that the Hawks would love to add, and Keith just kind of floated it out there. I think Jonathan Kuminga is another name that you certainly you kick the tires on, see what the price is going to be for a move like that. I still, a name that Chris Thomas has thrown out to me when I've been on his show that still intrigues me is a guy like Walker Kessler and whether he's someone that the Hawks could have their eye on. Keith also threw out Luke Kornet, who's not a sexy pick, but if you saw anything of what the Celtics have been able to do the last couple of seasons, Luke plays a really big part, especially that three-point shooting. It is legit, and certainly would be a good addition for the Hawks. But I wanted to spend some time talking about tonight's NBA Finals that are about, a little over an hour away from now, probably closer to an hour and a half, quite honestly, with as far as the start time, we'll say 8:30, but we all know it's closer to 8:40 before things will actually tip off. It'll be interesting to see if they go with the decision of showing the starting lineup, if that gets shown on the ABC broadcast again for this game or not. I know that was kind of a cool thing that they did for Game 5. Just makes it a little bit more special. I think the NBA's had a rough time of making these finals special. People have mentioned the digital Larry O'Brien trophies that they put on the court because they haven't had a trophy on the court since, I believe it was 2018, was the last year that they did that. I think it's hurt the brand to not make the finals look like the finals outside of the patch that the players have on the back of their jersey. I loved it's the photos, too. It's not only when you're watching the game, it's when you go back and you look at old photos that it looked more special with the way that they would put the Larry O'Brien trophy on the court and incorporate it as part of the finals. But I do think this series has been special because it's been a coming out party for the Pacers of showing, hey, we belong in this thing. A lot of people, even with taking down the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, a lot of people, myself included, still not a big believer in the Pacers. I think they have a lot of really good guys but not any great. I don't think there is a single great player, a single star on the Indiana Pacers. And I know that's one of those things that people are certainly debating right now, whether Tyrese Halliburton falls in that camp or not. I think he's a really good player. I think he's a really good player who, in my opinion, didn't deserve his spot on the USA team, but he got it, and so that kind of adds to the cachet. He has certainly willed his team with incredible game-winning shots for them to be in this moment of where they are with a chance to take this thing to seven games. However, it's just it's been a bigger conversation about the collection of parts. And then for the Thunder, this is the team that I still think is overachieving right now. It is early in the process for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think they are ahead of schedule right now. But hey, they wouldn't be the first NBA team to be ahead of schedule and to pull off a championship. I think it'd be really interesting to see if they can put this thing together when everyone knows you are on your opponent's floor. This is not going to be to the same level. You know, even though the Thunder are favored by, well, I think it's 5.5 is the line right now, and Tyrese Halliburton is going to play to whatever extent he is able to, you know that this is going to be not the easiest thing ever of finishing this game out. I'm very curious to see, though, because I mentioned this to Abe Gordon earlier. I hate that I think the discussion, and Abe said he's not going to do it, but I do think it's going to be an easy, lazy take to have, and no offense to all of the sports debate shows on ESPN amongst, you know, FS1 and whoever it might be. Because if Stephen A. Smith is out there playing solitaire during the game, I don't doubt that he's going to, you know, make an easy debate topic, which is, well, would this series have been different had Tyrese Halliburton been healthy for the full series? I don't think that Halliburton is a big enough factor for that to be the difference maker, just because I think Game 5, you could have managed it, if you're Rick Carlisle, in a different way, to where he could have still been hurt and you could have pulled off the win. I think using TJ McConnell in Game 5 would have helped a lot more down the stretch in that fourth quarter than what they ended up, because it was just so clear that Tyrese Halliburton was not his full self the whole game, but especially late in that second half. You weren't going to get that magic that you've seen Tyrese pull off in the past. So it's interesting. We saw Shams put out the tweet that Tyrese Halliburton will be available to play, but to what extent is it going to matter? To what extent can Andrew Nembhard, can Nesmith, can Pascal Siakam play a factor in this one? And then on the opposite end of this, if OKC, like I think, if OKC is able to close it out in six, I think there is a very interesting discussion to be had depending on how Jalen Williams plays in this game. I'm telling you, I know it happens in every series where it's really easy to just give the best player the MVP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shea's already won regular season MVP, and I think he has played great in this series so far. But I think when it comes to a pivotal moment, game five, it was Jalen Williams and his 40 points. That was the difference maker. And so I do think that ultimately it's just going to go the easy route. It's not quite to the level of last year when you had Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and they were playing on somewhat, you know, equal levels, even though that Tatum is seen as the leader of the Celtics, but Brown was often playing better and ended up winning MVP. I don't think it's quite that on par, equal level of competition for Shea and Jaylen Williams, but I do think if Jaylen comes out and shows, hey, I am that number two option that can carry us in a game and can be the leading scorer, I think you at least have to consider it if you're a voter, and I would just be interested to see if it even, if Jaylen plays a far better game, how many votes for MVP he'll actually get. Because we'll get to find out. We'll get to see the results. It'll be interesting to see. All right, we're going to continue this discussion of the NBA, but more specifically want to look towards next week's NBA draft, as well as get into some more finals discussion. We're going to do that with David Lee, D-Lee for three on social media. He's one of the great young content creators in the game right now. We'll talk with him next on the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Back to the latest weekend sports talk with the Dopey Millennial Show.
Dump the old-ish, upgrade to the new.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Thursday evening, on this Juneteenth holiday. Braves are underway. So far, things are scoreless through the first. Spencer Strider has already given up a couple of hits, but struck out one. So it looks like we're about to head to the bottom of the first. So very early on in that game, as the Braves try to go for a sweep tonight. Of course, we'll have your post-game discussion here on the Atlanta baseball post-game show. Gotta watch myself. Oop, all the copyrights and that sort of thing. The Atlanta baseball post-game show coming up at 10 o'clock until 11. That'll happen later tonight. But want to go out to the waitfor.com hotline right now and bring in a guest as we continue these hoops discussions that we've been having for the last hour or so. It's game six tonight for the NBA Finals. for the Thunder potentially to be able to close out the Pacers, but certainly with Tyrese Haliburton being available, it is going to be a factor with all of those things. And to get into some draft discussions, bring in David Lee, who is the host of Hawks Film Room on YouTube. He's also on TikTok. He's on Twitter. You can follow him on social media at DLee43. Like, I talk about this guy as being one of the best young content creators in the game right now, covering hoops. And I always love to be able to bring him on. David, how you doing on this Thursday, man?
Doing great, man. Thank you for the glowing intro, as always. And I'm looking forward to talking some hoops with you.
Absolutely. Now, I want to start with the Hawks, because I know, David, you've been on top of, you know, this upcoming draft next week, where the Hawks have a couple of picks, 13, 22, some directions that they can go of adding to this roster. I know I've asked you kind of in the past of some specific names and that sort of thing of directions to go. And I know sometimes it can change over time as far as new information comes out of who might be available where. But since we don't know the draft philosophy yet of new GM Antti Salla, I'm going to put David Lee in the GM chair. If you are selecting 13 and 22, you can give me players or you can give me the type of a prototype player that you want to add. Where are you going at 13 and 22?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's a bit of uncertainty, I would imagine, in the front office. I feel like they're probably going to make bets on like defensively tilted prospects, at least one of them. Like, they may go one offensive upside, they may go one defensive upside, whether at 13 or 22. My general approach would to go wing at 13 and big at 22, with a caveat though. If at number 13, Thomas Sorber or Colin Murray-Boyles is on the board, then I would take those guys, even though they're bigs. If those two happen to not be there, I would take a look at, I think there's going to be a plethora of wings available in that range. It could be Cedric Coward, it could be Nate Clifford, could be Carter Bryant. Those would be the three wings I'd take a look at for sure. And then at 22, you get a really interesting mix of different types of bigs. You get guys like Ryan Kalkbrenner, two-time defensive player of the year in the Big Ten, the most efficient scorer in all of college basketball, one of the most highly rated defenders as well, comes in as like a very dry and cut, roll and cut big, has an immediate role for the Hawks, of course, very Luke Kornet-esque. So I give him a look. I give Maxime Reyneau, who's a more offensively tilted guy from Stanford. And then you also got Hanson Yang, who intrigues me a lot. The Hawks brought him in for a workout, I want to say 3 or 4 days ago. They were one of 7 teams that sent a scout specifically to China to figure out his standing in this draft. So I think they're definitely interested in him. Ideally, if you go with a defensive-minded prospect at 13, I think you need to take an offensive upside swing at 22 or vice versa. So they would have to – I mean, I can't remember if I've said this on the show, but, like, there are so many different things they could do that they'd have to try to make me upset, quite honestly.
Yeah, it certainly – it feels that way. It's interesting just because, as I mentioned, you don't really know yet how to evaluate what Antti Salla and the staff that he has together now, what they value necessarily. But, David, amongst the qualities, because there's a lot of different people who value different things, but for you, what are the qualities and the types of talent that – maybe give you a little bit of a pause for concern and make you go like, yeah, I don't think that's the type of, even though other people might value that, I don't think that's the type of thing that the Hawks should add.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the guards is where I'm a little bit lower. And it's mainly just because of the threshold it takes to be a great guard in today's NBA. And because we already have an undersized guard in Trae Young, as much as I like Jace Richardson as a prospect, I just don't think he makes sense for us, unfortunately, with his height. The other guard that possibly could fall, like Kasperis, who played at Illinois, he was very productive in the first couple games, ended up hurting his forearm, and then his shooting numbers fell off. He can be very turnover-prone. He's not the best defender. So I think what I really value in it, and particularly what I'm watching in the playoffs, I mean, guys who are able to play through physicality, who aren't super screen-reliant, who can dribble past, shoot, attack closeouts, have multiple ways of impacting the game. That's what I'm really looking at. And a lot of the guards in this class are – quite typically, but they're more so like they're not bringing a lot to the table outside of one particular skill. It could be passing, it could be shooting, it could be overall scoring, it could be free throw generation. And I think the Hawks need a more well-rounded prospect, and so that's why I think I've sort of acclimated a little bit closer towards the bigs and the wings in this class.
talking with David Lee on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow him on social media at DLee43. David, I want to go to the top of the draft where the Hawks don't have the number one overall pick this year. And so, of course, you know, fans get to go, oh, we don't get that generational talent. Mm-hmm. When you look at a Cooper Flagg, I feel like it's easy for us as fans, as, you know, evaluators, whatever it might be, to throw out that moniker of this is a franchise-altering player, generational talent, that sort of thing. But I feel like we've also been here before with number one picks that have been placed, like that label has been placed on them, and some of them have been bust, and then others have just not been as good as they were projected. You think of your Ben Simmons, you think of your Zions, maybe less so your Markel Fultz. I don't know that he was necessarily looked as generational or even like a DeAndre Ayton, but these are all number one picks and guys who were supposed to be, you know, franchise altering kind of guys. Do you believe, based on what you've seen from Cooper Flagg, that he actually fits that moniker, or is this someone that's kind of like a, hey, let's pump the brakes real quick. This guy is expected to be really talented, but I don't know about him absolutely altering a franchise.
Personally, I mean, I feel like he is that type of franchise cornerstone, franchise altering talent. And I think what it comes down to is sort of what I was just talking about. Like, there's just so many different ways that he can be impactful. I think he's the best defensive prospect, at least from the U.S. perspective, like from a U.S. prospect since Anthony Davis. One freshman of the year, one ACC player of the year, and a very tough college basketball conference. Like, the landscape of college basketball is a lot different than it used to be because so many guys are returning because of NIL and COVID eligibility. And you're seeing these teams with like guys who are in their junior or senior year making the deeper runs into the tournament because they have a physical advantage and because they have an experience advantage. And so for that team that had three freshmen starting, that had a bunch of younger guys, for him to be the crux of that team and to really be the catalyst for everything they did. Like, I mean, he was across the spectrum dominant as a rebounder, a defender, a passer. And I think his passing is very underrated too. I think the bigger question for me is, you know, he's presumably going to Dallas. Will Dallas give him enough reps to reach the level of shot creator that he would need to be for most people to consider him generational? Because I think it's, you know, there's a threshold that you have to reach as an offensive player to get that sort of moniker. And I think he could have more of a Chet Holmgren type of outcome, not necessarily in play style, but in terms of impact, where like maybe there's a player in this class who puts up more points or more rebounds, more assists, and they sort of are viewed as like the premier player from this class. But I think Cooper Flagg's impact will be inarguable. And I think that from day one, like, you'll see a change for that Mavericks team. Is just, I hope they give him enough reps on the ball. It kind of reminds me a lot of Jason Tatum going to the Celtics. Again, that was a good Celtics team. And so he didn't necessarily get the ball put in his hands. So he sometimes struggled as a decision maker, and it took him years to get to where he is now, where he runs their offense. And so I do hope that they give him that ownership of the offense. If I was him, honestly, and again, this is because I believe in Cooper so much, I would try to cash in on Anthony Davis just because their timelines don't align. But at the same time, I think that Cooper is good enough to where, like, he could have played for the Indiana Pacers in this run. He could give the Mavericks burn in the playoffs if they're able to get there. So I am of the opinion that he's generational. It just may be in a different facet than, like, what we're used to. But even then, I still think his offensive game is very underrated, and his passing is underrated too. So I think he could have a quietly dominant rookie season. Definitely will be more louder than what it was for this past rookie of the year. But I think he won't give like 20, 10, and 5 or anything like that. But I think he could be very close to like 16, 8, 3, or 4 with like two to three steals and blocks per game. Like, I think he'll have a really good rookie season.
David, it feels like at the top of the draft, one of the names that is being discussed is where his value lies. Like, is it an absolute lock at number 3 necessarily, or could that change? Is Ace Bailey out of Rutgers? Mm-hmm. And with his, you know, kind of canceling visits to teams, and how his agent feels very Alex Saar-esque of last year, yeah. And how they're kind of setting this thing up to go where they want, where they expect, I assume, at number 3 if he goes behind his teammate Dylan Harper. What do you make of him as a prospect, and then how that would kind of affect teams' outlook on him by how he's handling the draft process?
Yeah, I think with Ace, it's, you would love for him to say, You know, like, I'm ready to step in and play a role for Philadelphia, and I want to come in and be that fourth or fifth guy. But I think that what he's probably looking at are guys like Jonathan Kuminga and Rob Dillingham and Reed Sheppard. And with as much talent that comes into the NBA every draft cycle, I wonder if his agent and the guys around him are like, we want to make sure you're put in the best position to get to that second contract. Now, I think guys have different goals, right? There are guys that come to the NBA, they want to win as many championships as possible, they want to contribute to team success. And then there's guys who want to make sure that they do the best for themselves. And I don't think it's necessarily a wrong way to approach it. I think the challenge of what his approach has been is that he didn't necessarily have a Teflon sort of freshman year, right? Like, Rutgers wasn't very good. He had some inconsistencies scoring the ball. He was sometimes unfocused defensively. And so when you already have those questions about, like, your overall effectiveness, taking that sort of star path towards, you know, working out or not really being willing to work with teams, I don't think it's the best sort of approach. In my opinion, I think he's probably trying to force his way to either Washington or Brooklyn, and maybe that's the outcome they're looking for, and if they get it, then they'll be happy. But I don't know. I feel like he has too many questions about his as a prospect and as a season to do it. But it wouldn't surprise me if the end goal is to, again, get to a situation like Brooklyn.
David, moving on to tonight, got about a minute left. Is this game six dependent on how effective Tyrese Haliburton is, or is that going to matter at all?
Well, I think for sure. Like, I mean, we saw in game five when he was injured and off the ball, they turned the ball over so much. If he's not able to sort of control the pace in the half court, and if he's just going to be a decoy, they're really going to need a lot from Nembhard and Siakam more than they gave him in game five. So I think it comes down to his health and his ability to space the floor and be effective.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting tonight if we get a game seven on Saturday or if this is it and the Thunder are able to close it out. But that is David Lee. Give him a follow on social media, DLee43. Great young content creator, and always appreciate it, David, when you're able to join.
Appreciate you, sir.
All right, on the other side of the break here on the Dopey Millennial Show, we've seen an NBA coach get a contract extension, and there might be a reason for that. So we're going to do a Check the Tape segment, listen to some audio about that, as well as let you listen to Brian Snicker and Chris Sale after last night's really impressive 5-0 win for the Braves over the Mets. All coming up next on the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's the weekend. It's the weekend. And more from the Dopey Millennial Show is on.
As a millennial, I'm part of the most advanced crop of humans that our species has ever seen.
From Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mets have a run on the board as Spencer Strider looked like he was going to be able to get out of the top of the second inning, but unable to do so as Mauricio for the Mets, Ronnie Mauricio, drove in a run here in the second, and the Mets lead the Braves 1-0. Before that, you had Nick Allen, who once again shows the absolute range that he's got at shortstop. I know the man can't hit to save his life right now. I get that. But I'll be honest with you. Did it last night. Follows it up tonight with just an incredible snag to get an out. His range is absolutely insane. And the numbers, every time I look at, Baseball Savant, the numbers back it up of defensively, incredible. Offensively, yikes. Yikes. It's not great. I think his OPS was in the 500s, if I remember correctly. It was rough. And he's batting .223. So that doesn't help either. I want to get into a Check the Tape segment, and I want to let you guys hear from Chris Sale and Brian Snicker after last night's win for the Braves over the Mets. It was really impressive. But before we get to that, I do have one cut I was going to get into earlier in the show. And, you know, sometimes I get a bit long-winded about things. I just found it very, very interesting when it comes to the NBA. We've been talking for the last few segments about the NBA as we get ready for Game 6 tonight. At about an hour from now. But there was also something else that happened in the NBA today, and that was Rockets head coach Ime Udoka got a contract extension. And you would think, okay, Caleb, That has nothing to do with the Atlanta Hawks. Why do I, as a fan, care about a contract extension for a coach in the Western Conference? Well, it is because this thing is linked to the New York Knicks. Do you remember last week when the Knicks started calling teams about their head coach and saying, hey, can we talk to him? And what did every team that got reached out to do? No, you can't talk to our guy. Go away. Shoo. However, it creates problems when that sort of thing happens. And former Golden State Warriors GM Bob Myers was on, I believe it was with Frank Isola and Brian Scalabrine on Sirius XM NBA Radio. Bob Myers of the Warriors was talking about why what the Knicks did, what Leon Rose did, the GM of the Knicks did, is going to cause such a ripple effect. Let's listen.
By the way, once they say to you, I want to talk to your coach, I'd be like, okay, before we like, just out of curiosity, like, I'm probably going to say no.
Yeah.
But what for what?
Exactly.
And if they go,
perfect.
That's what
well,
I said.
They go, well, you know, we were hoping, and I'd be like, no. You called for a guy that's under contract with me. I get it. I'm not telling you not to call. Call me. That's your job, Leon. I'm not upset. So what? What for what? And then he goes, you guys are in the meeting a little bit more than me. Frank knows New York. Have they offered anything to anybody?
No. No one has said that.
So to me, I'd be a little bit like, so you're kind of jacking up my own situation here.
Great call.
And you're not offering anything?
Yeah.
I'm like, because now the world knows you can't keep anything quiet anymore.
No.
So now everyone knows you called on my coach. So now my coach is going to come in and want more money.
Yep.
So
you're screwing it up for me.
So you better offer me something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that from former Warriors GM Bob Myers talking on SiriusXM NBA Radio. And he's right. It's such a weird thing of what the Knicks did with them just making phone calls about, hey, can I talk to your coach? And the fact that it gets reported as Shams was putting out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Definitively denied. The Hawks were one of those teams who definitively denied any conversation, any interest of whether or not they would let the New York Knicks talk to their head coach, because it wasn't just Ime Udoka of the Rockets. It was Jason Kidd of the Mavs. It was Chris Finch of the Timberwolves, Billy Donovan of the Bulls, and, of course, as I mentioned, Quinn Snyder here with the Hawks. Is Bob points out something perfectly logical, where it's like, if you're not going to offer us something in a trade here, what are we doing? Like, if we're not that far down the road, then you're wasting our time and you're causing us problems, because I have to imagine Ime Udoka's agent probably went to the Rockets and said, hey, he's a very valuable coach. He's a very wanted man. So you might want to give us that extension now before it costs more money later down the road, or we don't sign an extension and we get to join a new team. I think this is going to be interesting to see how many of these coaches of outside of Ime Udoka, who now becomes one of the highest paid coaches in the league after 1 year with the Rockets. That man is at the helm 1 year, gets them to the 2 seed. They get bounced by the Warriors. And then you're already, oh, it's contract extension time. Oh, yeah, we got to lock him down, get this man paid. It's very interesting to see what happens. I mean, Chris Finch, surely getting to the Western Conference Finals should be in that conversation. I don't know about Billy Donovan. Quinn Snyder certainly would be interesting. But as Bob pointed out, creating more problems for other teams just by making a phone call and not even putting any terms on the table. It's a really weird situation. And I don't think it's for the people who have said that the Knicks, how dare they fire Tom Thibodeau without a plan? Like, I don't know that any team would be in their best interest to fire their coach and already know who they want to hire next. I think that's a process that you need to look at everyone on the table and kind of evaluate things. So I'm not mad that they didn't like immediately go into a decision and that they were interested, but certainly you got to make it worthwhile to these teams, and the Knicks did not do that. And like Bob mentioned, created more problems. All right, now I want to continue in this Check the Tape segment where we listen to audio from players, from coaches, obviously from former executives and all of those sorts of things. Shift things over to the Atlanta Braves, who won last night, beat the Mets 5-0 as Chris Sale goes 8 2/3. And I want to start with this cut of Chris Sale, where this is the thing that's going to be able to carry on the Braves to a win streak. This kind of mentality.
I just think momentum. You know, we've when you play good baseball, you just kind of keep playing good baseball. You know, and again, I say it a lot, but I'll keep saying it. The group of guys that we have in that clubhouse, very level-headed, very down to earth. And very connected.
When you play good baseball, you keep playing good baseball. Yeah, I'll buy that based on a couple of win streaks that we've seen from this Braves team earlier in the season. You saw it in the month of April for a stretch. You saw it in the month of May for a stretch. You also saw stretches where when this team starts playing bad baseball, things compound on top of each other, and it's another one, and it's another one, and it's another bad decision, and it's another risky play, and it's another base runner who forgets the most basic Little League rules and eventually leads to his third base coach getting fired. It's all of those sorts of things that compound on top of each other that lead to problems. However, on the flip side of that, I buy into hitting being contagious. I buy into quality pitching being contagious. I know that Chris isn't the only guy who has talked about others that when guys are pitching really well, then you kind of, those expectations start presenting themselves of like, man, I don't want to be the one who goes out there and lets the team down. But on the flip side of that, if everyone is pitching poorly, then you have the pressure of, well, if I don't do good tonight, man, that'll be a third straight loss. That'll be a fourth straight loss for this team, and I don't want to be that guy. So I feel like it's momentum versus pressure, and I know a lot of people, especially in sports media, debate whether momentum is a real thing, and I know it's not necessarily tangible, but it's infectious, and you see it, and especially you hear it from players, Chris Sale being one of those, of when you play good baseball, you keep playing good baseball. Now, Chris played great baseball last night. As I mentioned, 8 2/3, did not allow a run. But he also had a really interesting play in the 8th inning where he is diving for the ball to get the out. Let's listen to what Sale had to say about it.
Got to feel my position too, so... You know, that, I think that might get talked about more than the actual game. I've already got a couple text messages from some old friends about that. So, you know, again, it's just, you know, when you're out there and you're just so locked into just doing your job and just trying to get out any way you can.
Yeah, that 9th inning, he gets out Juan Soto with the incredible dive. I tweeted about it during the game because I was at Truist Park up in the press box. And when I saw it initially, I'll be honest with you, I was thinking, hey, Chris, those are, that's a 37-year-old body right there. That was a playoff type of dive for Chris Sale. But when he had this momentum going of, hey, I have gotten to the 9th, I want to finish this thing out, Chris Sale puts his body on the line like it is the playoffs and gets the out. And I found it funny that he mentioned that, yeah, this is probably going to get talked about more than the game, and already had some people who had reached out to him, former teammates of his, coaches, who I'm sure wanted to give him his props, probably make some jokes as well. But that's the type of thing that this team needs right now. Is someone who has the belief of, yeah, I've got to play like it's the playoffs because these games matter, even when it's the top of the 9th and we're up 5-0. All right, I want to continue with Brian Snicker. This was a really cool part of last night's game. 8th inning ends, and I think everyone at the ballpark and sitting at home was like, yeah, that's it for Chris Sale. His night's over. Really impressive stuff. I think he had 102 pitches, if I remember that correctly. I could be off by a few, but you knew that the pitch count was up there. The likelihood of him coming out for the 9th, it just honestly wasn't even really considering it. And then the 9th happens, and there was a buzz in the press box of people being like, oh, hey, Chris, come back out. Chris, come back out. And you see him. Sure enough, Chris Sale is coming back out for the 9th inning. And when Brian Snicker discussed it last night, felt like it really wasn't that tough of a decision.
No, I know. It was because normally when he comes off, he kind of, I got a feel, he got a feel. He walked right by me. Didn't even say anything after the 8th. And I went over there and he's like, no, I'm good. I want to do it. And I was thinking, well, you've earned that right. You know, it's great that I'm hitter away or whatever, but what he did was spectacular. I mean, just even the play made in the 9th inning, my God, just kind of lends to the legend.
Yeah, this is the part of Brian Snicker that I will always love, and I know I've been on the record, and I'm not shying away from the fact that I do think this is the last hurrah for Brian Snicker. I think this is it for him at the end of the season. The contract's up, and I think he will be ushered out, no pun intended, for Usher being in the building last night. But yeah, I do think this is kind of it for him. But the stuff that I love about Snit are these types of moves where Chris Sale says he didn't even really acknowledge Snit of whether or not he had to advocate. But once they ended up having a conversation, Sale was adamant that, no, I want to go back out there. And Snit said, yeah, you've earned that right. And Chris Sale absolutely has earned that right, not only just being a veteran, but what he's done with this team this season. Just this season alone. Throw out the Cy Young last year. This season alone, I believe Chris Sale, after a rough kind of start to the season, has earned that right. And you just wish he would have been able to finish it out. Gets the 8 2/3 and the win, most importantly, for this Braves team that hopefully will continue tonight. All right, on the other side of the break, a blockbuster. Look, we had a non-blockbuster trade in the NBA this week with Desmond Bane. A real blockbuster trade happened in Major League Baseball this week. And one former Brave thinks the team that traded him away is actually going to get better. We'll discuss it next on the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.